Thank you for holding. Is this Trevor?
Yep.
Hey, Trevor. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing good, man. How's your day?
So far, so good. It's been busy, but good problem to have. I understand that you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
She said it would just be like the front page, like keywords.
Well, yeah. So to be specific, like when you type in pressure washing in Mesa, there's a map that pops up and then there's three guys next to it. Right now it's showing my guys pressure washing, tactical pressure washing cleaning, and then Mint power wash. So you'll be one of those guys. It'll be Golden Power Cleaning up there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Go ahead.
The only issue is that like I'm mainly focusing on like solar panel cleaning.
Okay.
I can do pressure washing as well, but like, is there another, can I put in more keywords?
Yeah, we list you for 15 keywords at a time. Pressure washing is just your category. So like window cleaning, deck cleaning, solar panel cleaning, those are all keywords that you could list yourself for. We give you up to 15 different ones at a time. It just has to fall within that pressure washing category. We can't put you up there for like pizza, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The good thing for you is that we did a study and we actually found that 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from these top recommended guys. So we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your clients are going to look. And if you are in a niche like that where you're specifically trying to focus on solar panel cleaning, I mean, I imagine that number might be even higher, you know, because, I mean, how else are they going to find somebody for solar panel cleaning? Unless they call the company that sold it to them, you know? So,
you know, what are we talking about here for monthly?
If I put you on our platinum bundle, this will cover up to a 40-mile radius around where your Google PIN verification letter is received. So if we send it to that 85212 zip that you have there in Mesa, and I apply a new in business credit, we use the website that you already have, I could get it down to $249 month to month with the new in business credit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's no like long-term contract or commitment required on your part.
How long does the new business last? Like when is it going to go up from the $249?
Let me see here.
Next month?
No. So it says if you come on board with us today, I can lock you in at that pricing structure. So you'd actually keep that discounted pricing structure as long as you're with us. That wouldn't go up or change on you. Mm-hmm. And then there's no other charges for the Google Places placements. So you don't incur like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. It's just that one-time payment each month.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And obviously all the Google verification, everything, we do that for you too. We send you the form.
Can you email me something in writing with all this?
I could do you one better. I could send it to you. Like, I could actually text it to you, the actual forms. What's your business email address?
GoldenPowerClean@gmail.com.
All right. There's going to be a text and email coming through. Hold on here. Are you receiving them?
No, not a text or an email.
Interesting.
And where are you from again?
We're stationed in Fountain Valley, California. So if you actually look up Google Building 1.
What company?
Oh, it's called Local Splash. LOCAL. Okay. We're a Google partner. We're right across the street from Google here in Orange County.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this since 2004.
We don't control it. Pretty much, they have us.
Google, like companies that just have advertisements on Google, you guys can kind of control that aspect, or?
Exactly. Yeah. Like if you called Google and wanted to do Google advertising, they're going to refer you to the Google partners. So you have a professional host it for you, and then that way they mm-hmm. know that it's being hosted the right way, and obviously if you do it the right way, you'll see good results, and you'll keep using it each month. They won't require, mm-hmm. like, any kind of, like, long-term contract. So our role was to make sure that it's working for you guys, but they're the ones who dictate who qualifies for the placement. Like, what they do with us is they'll just tell us, hey, these are the service areas where we have listings available. These are the guys off of our qualified candidates list. And then they let my reps, like Tara that you were talking to, just kind of call out or go through that list and kind of hand select who they want to dial and offer the position to. So we saw some of the stuff that you're currently doing. Like Tara basically sent me a link to your Home Advisor by Angie's, and she told me that that was why she contacted you, which makes sense. We have a lot of success with people who use that service in the past because Home Advisor by Angie's, they get their leads from Google. They're basically just a reseller of leads they get from Google. But the problem is they sell their leads to like four or five of you at a time, and they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get it. So, you know, with our service, we'd basically be cutting out the middleman in the service that you already have and just letting your customers call you directly off the first page of Google without you having to pay like lead fees, click fees, call fees, or deal with a competitor maybe undercutting you on the price.
So, yeah, it's just like this is just basically strictly on people who search Google for those keywords, not like them where they get a bunch of people, like you just said, and kind of like redistribute.
Yeah, we don't come in between you and your clients. We literally list you independently for the services you provide, and then they can call you live from there. Like, we don't interact with your clients at all. All we do is make sure that you're listed properly. So the only way they're finding you is if they're looking up a service you provide and they're in your area. That's all the pre-screening they need. At that point, they should just call you and talk to you about it. We don't get in between it.
Okay.
The companies that do get in between it is because they intend to resell it, right? Like Home Advisor, they'll gather the information themselves and then they'll text it to you, and they'll text it to like four other people in the area that do what you do, and then they charge you all the lead fee whether you get it or not. So it's, you know, again, you'll wind up spending money sometimes on leads. I mean, you probably already experienced that where they don't turn into a business or you're not able to get a hold of them and they're still charging you for it. So we don't do any of that. We list you independently.
I guess I just need to see like a, you know, like a document just saying it's month to month and whatever, because they charge, so Angie's Lead charge a yearly fee and then per lead, whatever, however much it is.
Right.
This is just a $250 a month and that's it. No extra for each lead or anything like that.
Exactly. And every client we work with, we send them their service agreement in writing, and you got to sign off on it, Trevor. So you get like your Google verification form, and then you get your subscription terms, which has a full outline of everything that you're getting for that discounted pricing structure, the billing date. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, it says in there. And then you can sign off on the bottom of it to agree. And so you keep that hard copy, and we have that hard copy on file.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, send one over. I'll take a look at it. You sent me an email. It says, hello, Brendan. So that's a long name.
What?
Yeah, it says, hello, Brendan. So it's probably your last person.
Hello, Trevor. No?
No, it says, hello, Brendan.
Really? And it came through to your phone number?
It was the email from Local Splash that just came in.
Oh, let me, how did that happen? Okay. There was one sent for Trevor. Okay, wait a minute. How does this, can you repeat your email back to me?
I got an email from Local Splash.
Yeah, but I just,
Golden Power thing. Golden Power Clean.
Power Clean at Gmail, yeah. But I don't understand how it came across as Brendan. Actually, it is funny because the last person I talked to was one of my clients, and his name is Brendan.
Brendan.
These messages are like auto-generated when you request them. So like, there's like a link where I could just kind of like, you know, send this, send that.
You gotta change the name.
Yeah, I'm gonna resend it to you. But the one that was emailed to you is actually a Google verification form. So that's actually like, that's the form that my clients fill out in order to get Google verified. So it's like, it'll have a link in there and you click it. So that's one of the things that comes through actually when you sign up with us. And then the other one is the initial invoice, which will have everything in writing where you sign off on it. It won't let me send you an initial invoice manually for some reason. Did you get any other text messages from us?
I got a text to your guys' website.
Okay.
Another one.
That's just the pricing page, though?
Please reply to the email we just sent to fill out the form here.
Oh, no, that's the Google verification form. Okay.
The pricing page was the first text message.
Yeah, the pricing page would be a good one to key off of because I'm offering you the pro package, which is normally $499, but I reduced it to $249. So $249 isn't even a pricing structure that we have advertised anywhere. But I want to see if this link will work for the subscription terms because you're not a client. So I haven't actually done this before. Usually what happens is when a guy signs up, it sends them this initial invoice message automatically. And it'll have everything outlined based on how I set it up on the back end. I'm sending it before actually like setting up your account. So if you could click on it, I want to see if it'll actually still pull up the full subscription terms to show that it's like month to month.
I just got another one. Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah. Is there a link in there? We'll say local slash. Yeah. Click on that one. That's usually the subscription terms. It'll say local / terms of experience in there, or does it take you right to the login page for your account dashboard and tracking system?
The terms of service, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, this is actually the service agreement. So if you go down, there's a section for delivery dates and payments.
Delivery dates.
Yeah, so it'll be blank, but in here, obviously, it'll be updated that it's, you know, $249. We'll get charged today. It'll be set up to automatically bill each month on the eighth day at $249. You keep that pricing structure indefinitely, obviously, because it'll be locked in, outlined in the agreement. And then it has cancellations. You may cancel your service at any time by contacting support. So client support says it's best practice to contact us 3 days to ensure the reoccurring billing is not processed. You'll receive cancellation within 24 hours. The first month's payment is non-refundable just for the work that goes into it, but exceptions may apply if you request a refund within the first 3 days of signing up with us. Any budget allocated to like pay-per-click or lead campaigns, you wouldn't be doing that. You're doing a local listing with us, so that actually wouldn't. And then there's no like cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. We don't have any like early termination. So it's like true month-to-month service. Everybody that works with us, you know, they're coming back on their own, and we provide you with a tracking system that'll actually track all the calls you're getting off the first page of Google, so you'll know exactly what we're bringing in each month. Like, you'll have full transparency on what customers actually came from, the optimization and the placement that we provided.
Okay.
That's our number one retention tool. So, like, at the end of the month, if you're considering, like, hey, what has Local Splash done for me for the $249? You know, we can go in there and show you, hey, this client, and there's like recordings of the calls. You'll know who came from us and kind of get a evaluation or a guesstimate on what your return on investment has been. But like I said, if you could do anything with Home Advisor, Trevor, I'm sure you'll love this. They're reselling leads. You know, you got to probably buy two or three of them just to get one job. You know, then you got to drop your price too to get the job sometimes because you're competing with other people versus, you know, we put you on the first page here. You know, even just the solar cleaning keyword, you're talking about guys like Complete Solar Cleaning, Rowan Solar Cleaning, Suns Up Cleaning Services. I mean, I'm sure those are the top guys in your industry. So, I mean, if it worked for them, it's not going to not work for you.
Yeah, man. Cool. Well, I'm going to probably look this over. Can I call you back on this number or?
Yeah. I mean, obviously we're actively looking to fill that power washing category, but let me send you my direct number and extension so that way you can call into me directly.
Oh, yeah, cool. I mean, it sounded good and all. What would you say like the one downside to this is?
The downside, that's hard. I mean, you're at peak time of the year. I mean, if you can't handle more clients, you know, I mean, that would suck because then you have people calling you with job opportunities that you can't take. But I would recommend any business owner just to legitimize your business should get Google verified at some point and, you know, go through that verification. So I don't see any real negative to it. I mean, even if somebody found you through like word of mouth, they're going to want to try to look you up and make sure you're a real business and you even exist. I mean, you even just said that with us, you know, you're like, who are you guys? Let me look you up, you know, let me do my research. So, you know, if you ran into a customer like yourself, I mean, there's nothing there to show them. So I don't really know any negative to it. It's just putting you in front of people who are already looking for the services you provide anyway. And it's truly month to month. That's why we offer it month to month. Like, we're confident that you're not going to find any negatives in doing something like this as a business owner. And you'll keep using it on your own. Yeah, without us having to require you to sign up for 6 months or a year. Usually those guys that tell you to sign up for 6 months or a year are the crooks because they get paid either way. It's like, all right, he's already signed up for a year. I got my money. If he doesn't like it, whatever, you know. With us, it's, you know, it's month to month. So if we want to get paid next month, we got to make sure it's working for you. So it's a different type of service. Instead of just kind of set it and forget it, you have a team of people that are helping making sure that you're being seen and getting calls.
Yeah. Now, will I be able to, like, Google myself and send it to people, like, you know, and or like if I just do a customer, I can say, you know, leave me a Google review and then
That's a part of your tracking system, actually. So you get your own username and password, and we have an app that you could download, and you can go in and you could plug in your customer's number, and then it'll send them a live link to your Google business profile. And that's actually the best way to accumulate Google reviews because they're verified reviews. So, like, you can't just type up a bunch of fake reviews on your Google business profile. You know that. Like, Google, you don't know that, but Google tracks it. And so they have to be logged into their email already. So if you text it to them through the app, more than likely they're already logged into their iCloud or whatever kind of device they have. They're already logged into their email. So they could literally just tap the star rating and type something in and submit it, and it'll come across as a verified review. So we actually recommend you do that at the end of every job that you receive from us.
Okay, cool. What's that app called?
It's my.localsplash.com. It would be to look it up that way. And then there's a link. The link's also like an automation, so I have to find it. They don't actually generate like a username and password for you to log into it until you're actually a client. It's kind of like the initial invoice. That usually doesn't get sent out until it's actually a client. Otherwise, they don't make the account. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
For somebody who's not a customer to log into one.
Makes sense. I can't find the app. Does it not let me even get the app until?
No, yeah, it'll send you a link to the app with your username, password, and a YouTube video.
Oh,
it's an email that gets auto-generated when you sign up. And so they send that to you, and the YouTube video shows you how to use it. I'll walk you through it step by step.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It is an app, though?
Yeah, it's an app. It's not just a PC version. They actually have an app. But the app's not available through just, like, going to the app store. Like, we have to send it to you as a client, and you get access to the app because you have to have a profile in order to be able to download it. Does that make sense? Yeah, because it's hooked up to Google Analytics. Have you ever heard of that before?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's pretty well known. I mean, that's free. Even the Google Analytics is free. You could just look up Google Analytics. But that lets us see like which services and keywords are being searched the most in your area. And so, you know, obviously it'll show you the results from the keywords that you're listed for and the calls and clicks you're getting, but it'll also show you results from like keywords in that power washing category that you're not listed for. And you could see like how often they're being searched. You could swap out your keywords through your account management team. So that tracking system is a huge tool. It'll collect data, not just from Google that you're currently listed for, but the keywords you're not listed for. You know, you can request reviews from there. It'll also track your results across other sites. Like you get a Facebook business profile with us, and we run Facebook ads if you don't have it. That's a part of the $249 package and pricing structure.
Is?
Yeah, Facebook ads is included.
Facebook ads as well included in that $249?
Yeah, so here, do me a favor. So this so you can get transparency on it. Like, if you go to that pricing page, the first link I sent you, and then you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see some packages and pricing structures.
Yeah.
So what I'd be offering to do, if you're willing to give us a shot, and like, because we want to kind of steal you, basically, from what you're doing now, I would put you on our platinum package. Like, in your service agreement there, it's going to have all the contents in that platinum package. But it's for $249. Yeah.
The platinum premiere?
The platinum premiere has pay-per-click in it, so that one's a lot more expensive. The regular platinum at the bottom, it's usually $599 monthly.
Okay. So how are you able to do that for me? Like, you know, you just call me.
We're not gonna make much money. Yeah, we're not gonna make much money, to be honest. It's less than half off. It's close to our wholesale cost on it. Like $100 goes directly into Facebook ads alone, you know? But what we're trying to do, even though we're offering it to you month to month, we're trying to build a relationship with your company, you know? Like, if we build you up, from the ground up, you know, we get all this stuff up and running, get you through your Google verification, you're making money, maybe we get you to a point where you hire some people and can grow, you know, then there's potential for this to turn into something bigger, you know? What I want to do really is just get your foot in the door and be able to show you the difference between this and HomeAdvisor, and I'm sure we'll be able to beat them out. When we beat them out, we'll basically become your sole form of online advertising. I mean, we're covering all your bases there, so... You know, then if you want to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee later, you know, then it's going to make sense. So our whole role as a Google partner is to help with retention anyway. Google wants to have people that they work with long term. They don't want people that are like trying it for a month, then something happens and they can't figure it out, and then they just cancel it and Google's not making any more money off of you guys. So.
Yeah.
So okay. It's not so much about giving you the biggest package. At least not right now, but it would be a lot easier to convince you to do something bigger if I could already show you you've been making your money.
For sure. cool, man. I appreciate it.
Is that something you consider giving a shot? That way we can show you how well it works?
I think we can give it a shot, man. You did pretty good. You can see where I'm coming from, though, right? I just got to ask all these questions, like,
no, I get you.
It was a potential spam number, actually. That's why you came up with a potential spam.
Oh.
So I was like even hesitant to answer then. So
no, that's not good. That's because of our voice over internet system, I think, though. Because you're on my PC with a headset, and same thing with Tara. She would dial you through the computer, so it must have been like our dialer that your phone's like, yeah. No, but we're legit. We've been in business since 2004. You know, we're right next to the Google headquarters here in Orange County. I've been here 12 years myself. Like, we're not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
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 All right. So I'm going to create your... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, yeah, you're good. Go ahead.
I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. Obviously, you got to fill out that verification form that I texted you. That says url.localsplash.com/Google, but they're going to send you this pin in the mail. It's called a Google pin verification letter. You've probably heard of that before. They got a bunch of YouTube videos about like business owners celebrating when they finally get Google verified and they exist on Google. But what's the street address that I could send the pin verification letter to?
11448 East Peterson Avenue.
Okay. And this Mesa, Arizona, 85212?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to hide your street address online?
Like when people search it and stuff?
Yeah, because I only need to take it down to send you your Google PIN verification letter. Whether you want it displayed or not is really at your own discretion. It looks like you're doing business from home, so we don't actually recommend that you have it posted unless you have like a brick and mortar for them to show up, you know, like a place for them to buy something.
Yeah, you can hide it.
Okay. Alright, submit. Alright, and what's your last name, Trevor?
Romero.
Romero. Are you the sole owner?
Yes.
Okay. And last name, just traditional spelling, R-O-M-E-R-O?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Did you do, like 8 a.m. Monday through Friday to like 6 p.m.?
Okay. 8 to 6, Monday through Friday. What about the weekend?
Saturday.
Okay, there we go.
Saturday, you could do, like 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Sundays, they're closed.
Okay.
I mean, what do you recommend? Like, because I'll be down to take calls on Sunday. You think, like, the weekend people are Google searching for that stuff, like hoping to do something Monday?
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually a great question. You said, what do you recommend? And you should ask that question a lot because, you know, we have a lot of experience. So I recommend for weekends usually putting by appointment only instead of having that little closed icon. It lets the customers still call you, but, you know, obviously they know your traditional work hours, and then you could obviously decide if you want to work something out special for them.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work then.
Okay. So for Sunday, we'll go 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, Saturday 7 to 3, and then Sunday by appointment only.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Not card. Like, what about, do you recommend, like Zelle and Cash App and all that? Or, like, yep. Should I just get, like, a card reader?
Oh, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App are all usable. It's just they do charge extra fees. Sometimes with a merchant processing, it's more affordable. It just depends on, like, your credit and stuff when you go to the bank. But yeah, I mean,
please,
I could
tell me.
Yeah, Zelle goes directly to your bank, and it shouldn't charge you any fees at all. But also, you kind of want to have—I don't know if you have like a business account, but it just helps because. Okay, yeah, then it'll track all your write-offs and what's business expenses and what's not.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to have them like at the end of the year when you're trying to do your taxes, like missing stuff, you know. Pain in the butt.
Right.
All right. And then I got the business profile. We're going to include, oh yeah, Facebook ads. Okay, I already got it. Do you have an existing Facebook business profile already?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure because we can't duplicate those. So we'll create it from scratch. But if you already have one, then we need to get access to that one to run the ads. So we'll create it for you.
Yeah, not a business. No.
Okay, I got you. Just a personal?
Yeah, which I'm probably just going to delete anyways.
I hear you. After a while, it's just kind of like, why do I have this, you know? I get recommended the dumbest things on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have your website. Your website's good. Do you want me to have this attached to the placement?
Yeah.
Okay.
However, my, like, website guy, like... You know, I don't have one anymore, so is there a way to, like, I don't know, is there a way, do you know anybody, can you recommend to help me with the website?
So let me ask you this, do you own this domain?
I do, yeah, I own it. I gave him access so he could do it up for me a little bit, and then basically he was like, I did all I can, my knowledge kind of ran out. So.
Gotcha. Are you, you still have access to it? Like, you're still able to log into it? Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you want to change about it?
I'm just trying to put updated pictures and updated information on it.
Okay. I can actually enroll you in the MySite custom website design. They usually charge $300 for that, but since you're already doing the local with us and you already have a domain, I could get it approved for a one-time charge of $99, and then I can do the hosting for free.
What's the hosting?
The hosting is just like ongoing changes. So like we'll have access to it. And then if you want changes, you just call in and you tell us what revisions you want done to it. And since we're your host, we'll just log in. And then we ask you to give 24 hours to see the changes happen.
So for $99, you guys can pretty much run a website for me for as long as I want.
Yeah, the $99 is going to be the graphic design. So we're going to get in there and actually create it like almost from scratch, unless there, you just want like certain things changed. But that's just the initial setup of it. So we'll get access to it. You'll get introduced to our graphic designer. His name's Steve Lyons. He'll actually get in there and he'll meet you and say, hey, how do you want your site to look? And, you know, you want more pages, this, that. So that's really what the $99 is for. It's going to go to Steve just to get initially set up. And then the hosting is like ongoing changes and then obviously maintenance on the site to make sure that the content keeps showing up. Because if you cancel your host, your website will just go down. Like, you won't have any pictures or anything on it. It'll say, like, website's currently down or can't be reached, you know?
So I would have to stick with that. Like, well, is it $99 per month or?
No. It's a one-time charge of $99 for Steve to get there and set it up for you. I'm going to include the hosting though in your $249. So your initial investment would be $348 with the website, and then next month it'll be $249 and stay there for as long as you're with us. It's just a one-time $99 charge.
And like, let's just say I do like off your guys' services, then my website goes down also?
Well, you need to have a host, but you'll keep all the content on it. We could offer you hosting if you don't want to do the first page placement, or you could find a host.
Okay. I'm sorry. So I'm pretty illiterate. So hosting would just be like GoDaddy, where it's at now?
Exactly. Yeah, you're probably already paying them to host it now, but they're not going to do anything because you don't have a guy anymore, right? So you'd have to do it yourself. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Makes sense. Okay. And then, like, you're saying I can make revisions to it, like, you know,
at any
once
time.
A week if I needed to?
Yep. And we have a team in-house, too, so it's not like you'll ever have to, like, long day at work, come on, sit on the computer, try to make these changes. It's just a phone call, and you say, hey, I want to change this on my site, and he'll knock it out for you.
And then there's, like, no additional cost for that stuff?
No. So it's a one-time charge, $99. We'll set it up, and then I'm going to waive the hosting fees in your package. So since you're doing the local with us, it's going to let me waive that for you. So you're already a client. I don't have to charge you extra for it.
All right, let's run that. All right, let's run that.
All right. So I have your business profile created. Before I can run the payment, let me set up your client interview. The client interview is where we'll go over the site, the keywords that you want to be listed for specifically, and the service area. Usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. Do you have time today to go through the client interview, or what's your schedule look like?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
I have 11 to 12 available if you want me to have them circle back with you here at the top of the hour.
Yep.
All right. Let me go ahead and take this spot, send it over to them. Client interview, local slash. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. You're going to see some things, like I always go by John, but if it says Jazwan John, my first name is actually Jazwan, and then my last name's Hill. Everybody calls me by my middle name, though, so just a heads up.
All right.
Okay. Save. And then you could look me up, see my LinkedIn. I've been working here forever. I'm the dorky guy with the little blue shirt. I actually hate that picture. I'm like 30 pounds overweight. Right, here we go.
Sorry, what were you saying? My bad, I missed what you were saying.
No, I was saying like my first name is like, I'm like the only one that I've ever found, like in the world. Like if you Google me, there's a picture of me where I'm like fat, but I got a local splash shirt on, but that was like 30 pounds ago. I don't look like that anymore. All right. So I have your client interview scheduled. I sent you a calendar invitation. You're going to get a text message that'll come through too. It's kind of an automated message, just as a reminder of your client interview. If anything pops up or changes in the next 50 minutes, just let me know so I can reschedule it, but shouldn't be a problem. We'll just get it knocked out. And then let me go to your billing here.
And someone else will be calling me?
Yeah, it's going to be with a separate rep. It's a client interview technician. So it's going to be, they're going to be probably a bit more cookie cutter than me, to be honest, because they have like a set script that they have to read and like set questions that they have to walk you through. But it's really simple. They're not going to ask you anything that you don't know like off the top of your head.
All right.
Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $348, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. Is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Should be both.
Okay. I have to verify or else it will decline the transaction. Like, our merchant processing is very specific.
Okay. Yeah, give me a couple minutes. I have to go run and grab this card, actually.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, hold on.
No problem.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still with you. No, it's totally fine. So you said it has your name and the business name, so it does read like Golden Power Cleaning?
It's Golden Power LLC.
Okay, so it doesn't say cleaning. Okay, let me make sure I put LLC on here. And then is there any middle initial in your name?
Nope.
Nope,
not on
okay.
Card.
All right, and does the billing address match the business street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah, it should all be the same address.
All right, perfect. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4312.
4312.
3160.
3160.
1244.
1244.
3441.
3441. Sorry if you're hearing background noise. I have my window open down here, and it looks like the landscaper just got here. Expiration date, month and year?
627.
627, and then 3-digit code on the back.
451.
451. Okay. Hang on the line with me. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is going to outline the service agreement with the discounted pricing structure, and then we're going to update this, obviously, and send it to you in your subscription terms there in writing. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction.
All right.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Golden Power Cleaning.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Trevor Romero, the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Golden Power Cleaning today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Trevor, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So we know everything you currently have, Trevor. I'm just going to go over this because it sounded like you hesitated. But after today, if you're going to add anything, just double check and make sure that you're not like duplicating any of your online listings or paying for something that we're already providing for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we don't want to have like two of anything floating around. Like if somebody creates a duplicate Google business profile and like even a single number or your name doesn't match, it'll actually suspend both the listings until we go in there and figure it out. And if we don't know what you did, then we're kind of like running around like chickens with our head cut off. So just communicate. You shouldn't need anything else, honestly, with the Platinum Bundle, but if you're considering it, just give us a heads up.
Okay.
And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you give it a shot for at least 2 months when you first sign up with us because we're creating everything from scratch, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is May 8th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $348. However, this is for a platinum package bundle. We've made the My Site fully accessible to you with a one-time charge of $99. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to renew each month on the eighth day, but it'll go down to $249 moving forward. And then you're grandfathered in at that pricing structure. So you'll keep that rate indefinitely. It says that you can discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, that you contact us before the next billing's due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When this clears, you're going to receive a series of text messages. So there's three different ones. Two of them you already have, but these ones are going to be like the actual updated version. So you'll have the initial subscription terms in there. You'll have the Google verification form. You only got to fill that out one time. I know it's sent it to you twice. And then the username and password will come through for your account dashboard and tracking system. All of this will also be emailed to you. We're set to always text and email you unless you opt out of one of those features while you're signing your subscription terms there. So I'm going to hang on the line with you and make sure those come through. And then you should be all set until the client interview here in about 42 minutes.
Okay. It says first profile $299 for profile subscription.
It shouldn't. Hold on.
And then, I mean, the total says $348, but at the top it says Platinum Bundle, first profile $299, performance budget zero.
Okay. I'd have to, don't sign that one. I have to edit the future billing because the lowest pricing structure that we normally have is $299 for the essential, but it looks like they, hold on, let me just adjust it. It just auto-generated it. Like it fixed the first invoice, but not the future billing. I'm going to send you another one right now with it updated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There it is. Okay. Now next payment, June 8th, $249. Okay. And then let me go back. Client initial invoice again. Okay. Here comes the updated subscription terms. Good catch. It wouldn't do it that way anyway because I had already actually requested it in the profile, so they would have had to catch it. They would have caught it, I'm sure, but it's just a good catch on your part. Let's leave it at that. Okay, save. Let me triple check. Okay, good. Okay, Google PIN is on the way. It says allow 5 to 7 days to receive that PIN in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 5-digit number on the back I'll need from you when it comes in. You can't miss it. It says Google right on it.
So it'll come in like the actual mail, the USPS?
Yeah. Yep. Well, they FedEx Express it to you, but yeah, it'll come in the mail.
Okay.
They'll drop it in your mailbox. They don't have you sign it, sign for it.
They do or don't?
They don't.
Okay. So what am I looking for right now?
So I'm just trying to confirm that your subscription terms is updated first and foremost. That's important to me, to all of us, actually. So I resent that to you. You should also have the username and password now and the Google verification form. But
I got the username and password. I don't see an updated. Oh, wait, let me see.
Yeah, you have so many texts in there. It looks bad.
The Google verification?
Yep. Well, the Google verification. No. So we're looking for the one that says terms and it ends in your phone number. So it's like the one you clicked on initially. I just resent it to you. It says you received it about 2 minutes ago.
Is it a text or email?
It's both, but the text just for convenience. I could send it to you like independently by itself if you want.
Yeah, just do that because I'm not seeing it. I'm checking my email and my text.
Oh, you have a bunch of texts from us, right? You're not getting any of them?
Yeah, a bunch.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, I'm getting them, but I'm clicking on all the links.
No. Here, I just sent you the link by itself, so you can just click on that one.
All right. So I'm looking, okay. Base product setup fee, $99. Local bundle, $149. Facebook ads, $100.
There you go. And then it says, like, monthly thereafter will be $249 combined, just local bundle plus Facebook.
Yep, okay.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, because I was thinking about getting Facebook ads, too, anyways.
Well, it's included in the package. So, and then we have Meta-certified technician in-house that'll be hosting it for you. So they'll do a biweekly posting. Cool. We asked you to send in photos from your new jobs, though, so that way we could continue to update the Facebook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Could I, like, if I wanted to post as well, could I just go on there and post as well?
Yes, sir. You're going to have full access to everything. So once you get logged into your tracking system and it's created, like we got to create it obviously first, so the tracking system's going to be blank, but once it's all created and up and running, then you can go into their tracking system, you can click on the links, and you have full access through the track or through your app. So, or you could just log on regular to Facebook and go in there. They'll provide you with username and password for everything, just in case like you left us one day later, you still have all your Google Business profile and your site and everything. You just won't be on the first page anymore. Yeah.
I think I signed that, and then I just logged in to localsplash.com.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty blank, like I said, until we get that. You're going to get an email with a link to the downloadable app, and then there'll also be a YouTube video to show you how to use it. It'll resend you the same UN and password. All right, but looks good on my end. I'm just going to notate this over the next, like, 20 minutes here just to give them a head start on the client interview. And then we're going to circle back at the top of the hour for the client interview. But did you have any other questions, comments, or concerns while I still have you on the line?
I think that's it, man. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, too, okay? So if you want to be able to call me directly, I mean, I'm not the only guy you're going to talk to, but if you want something done quickly, you know, I know how it is. Sometimes you build trust with one person. You don't want to talk to, like, 100 people. So just give me a call, and then I could always help you out, too, if you want something done quick.
Can I shoot you a text, too, like if I just had a quick question?
Yeah, the text will come through. But if I'm, like, super busy and I don't answer them, we do have a team that will respond to them anyway. So it might not always be me responding if it's, like, a general question. But if you're like, hey, John, call me, then I'll call you, you know? Yeah, it's like that. It's really not just me. 400 people that work here, so they'll receive it. We don't let any accounts like fall through the cracks. Like next Tuesday, I'm leaving to Maui with my wife and my son, and I won't be back until the 22nd. So, Pretty sure all next week, like, communications will be with our customer service team. They'll respond to you. But yeah, you could text that number. That's our customer service line. It's set up to come through to me primarily. And then if I'm not responding, cause I'm like on vacation on a call at office, they'll pick it up. They'll take care of you.
Did you see my text I just sent?
Yeah, let me go into the account real quick here. Oh, yeah, it emailed it to me. Yo, John. it comes as an email notification and a text notification. So I get it both ways.
All right. Just want to make sure you got it.
Yeah, I'm always logged into my work email on my phone. So even if I'm, like, on the island, I'll be able to see that you're messaging me, but I'm going to be like, yo, I'm on vacation. So they'll take care of it. All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you here in 35 for the client interview, okay?
All right. I appreciate it. Hope y'all do me good.
Yeah, you're going to love this. Like I said, if you can do anything with HomeAdvisor, this is a no-brainer. I just need a chance to prove it to you.
Sounds good, John. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Peace.